I'm Chris Aubrey. They call me Pepper. In real life, I'm a grants developer at the University of Maryland. Ed Horowitz, we call him Fast Eddie. Ed's an asthma specialist at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health.
And I'm Dan Collison, a.k.a. Grizzled. I'm an independent radio and film producer. Chris, Ed, and I are all in our 40s, yet we remain boys.
Our friends snicker, but we're proud to call ourselves the Boys of Summer. Every year since 1997, we've gone out on the road into the great expanses of America in search of a vanishing phenomenon, baseball stadiums with old-time charm, the ideal game experience.
Our quest starts in January at our annual Midwinter Council. That's when we plan the upcoming itinerary. We choose a region with a cluster of old ballparks. So far, we've hit New England, Iowa, and upstate New York.
Dan's our traveling secretary. He coordinates schedules until we lock in on a 3 to 5 day window when all the stadiums have games. Then, in June or July, the Boys of Summer begin their quest.
Beyond the Catskill Mountains, just a 2 hour drive from Manhattan, is the Leatherstocking region of New York, a lush mosaic of green pastures, rolling hills, and 9 mile lakes.
Well, it's free fishing weekend in New York this Saturday and Sunday, thanks to the State Department of Environmental Conservation.
Our first stop is Oneonta, a vibrant city of 14,000 laid out in the rolling hills overlooking the Susquehanna River. Heavy maple boughs shade Main and River Streets, both originally Iroquois foot trails. Many of the brick and stone buildings date from the Civil War. Oneonta's two college campuses add a hipness not ordinarily found in towns this size.
We've heard that Oneonta's historic Damaski Field is one of the finest places to experience baseball. No gimmicks, no hoopla, but sadly, no onions for the hot dogs. For the true boy of summer, no hot dog is complete without its onions. So we make a pit stop at the Green Earth, a co-op a few blocks up from the park.
We are the Boys of Summer.
Okay.
And we're here to see a baseball game.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, they do not serve onions, so you have to bring your own.
Are you serious?
Yeah, a local tipped us off.
We get more than we bargained for. A local musician witnesses the onion transaction and presents us with a copy of his latest recording.
Let's get onions!
Strange, very strange. Has a soundtrack been prepared for us in advance? We stow our chopped onions in a paper cup and saunter down the hill to Damaski Field.
Let's get onion. Let's get onion.
Now here's tonight's starting lineup for your Oneonta Tigers, managed by number 30, Kevin Bradshaw.
They've played baseball on this site for almost 100 years. The steel grandstand was added in 1939 as a WPA project. A rickety plywood press box teeters at the lip of the grandstand's roof. 12 rows of aluminum bleachers, just like you might see at your local high school, flank the foul lines. The scoreboard marks only balls and strikes, hits, runs, and errors. There's no Jumbotron here. No, Damaski is right up our alley, the epitome of no-frills baseball.
The field is the main attraction. The familiar precision of green and brown geometry, the soft contours of Franklin Mountain in the distance beyond left field. Such simplicity is intentional, a deliberate attempt by owners Sam and John Nader to present the game, not the event. Damaski Field is a true family operation.
Sherry, how are you?
I have a new granddaughter.
Oh, really?
We spot General Manager Sam Nader before the game, manning the ticket booth, and greeting the regulars.
So we'll have her here the 4th of July. She's coming up to visit, and she'll have to come to a baseball game.
That's right.
Meanwhile, Sam's son, John, is busy raking the infield, filling in for the groundskeeper, who's running late tonight.
It's an old railroad town, so you'll hear that periodically. I think we're in pretty good shape, but we had rain earlier. We tried to hit it here, but stay in the outfield.
This field has been here since 1906. Some people think that our seats have been here for that long, but it's not true.
Oneonta's in the New York Penn League, the low minors, just a step up from the rookie league. Some of the players are fresh out of high school and a long way from the majors. But that's just fine with us and most of the fans here, too.
Willie Nelson, I knew you'd laugh. You want me to produce something to prove it?
Willie always buys one ticket, but he never comes alone. He's got five pug-faced, buff-colored terriers, all of them sitting with him in their carriers on the top row of the bleachers.
I live all year long just for baseball. This I can get to, and I can be right on top of it and be part of the game. I like it here.
The final two innings, we sit cross-legged on the press box roof, aloft in our tree fort in the soft summer air, blissfully eating hot dogs smothered with the smuggled co-op onions, watching the home team win.
That's it, all right. The final score, Omiana 11, we're on 3. We'll see you back down here tomorrow night.
Let's get on.
It'll
make time,
7 o'clock. Let's
get on.
As traveling secretary, it's my job to coordinate logistics. Typically, we fly in, then rent a car. But on this tour, we're in close, so Fast Eddie's trusty Saturn is serving as the official Boys of Summer vehicle. We break camp from the Holiday Inn and wriggle into a tangle of maps, empty snack food bags, and sports pages for the 20-mile drive to Cooperstown.
The village itself is worth the trip. Rustic storefronts, large Victorian homes, a vintage county seat. But the biggest attraction is, of course, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, a definite must-see for any baseball enthusiast.
You said ramp?
Yeah, ramp. Yeah. Ramp to the left.
The Boys of Summer are here to honor one of the more obscure men to play the game.
I thought he said to the left. Up the ramp, then to the left.
During our 1998 Midwest tour, we visited my uncle in Marshalltown, Iowa, not far from where the movie Field of Dreams was filmed. Uncle David fed us fresh Iowa corn and tales about old-time baseball played long ago in rural Iowa. In the 1920s, Marshalltown had a Class D minor league team. When he was a little kid, Uncle David would imitate the peculiar herky-jerky delivery of an itinerant right-handed pitcher by the name of Larry Bope. Ever since then, my uncle has been known throughout Marshalltown as Larry. So after our visit, I got Larry Bope's career statistics from the Baseball Hall of Fame and sent them to my uncle. This package led to a story in the Marshalltown paper. The Hall of Fame requested a copy of the article. We thought it best to deliver it in person.
So on behalf of David, Larry Bope, Collison, we hereby submit these materials to the library.
Well, thank you very much. They will be here when any Marshalltown natives or other interested parties stop by.
Research director Tim Wiles accepts the document and offers a benediction to send the Boys of Summer on their way.
The critic Jacques Barzin said, whoever wants to know the heart and mind of America had better learn baseball. Well, the quote goes on. The rules and realities of the game, and should do it first by watching some high school or small town teams, period, end of quote. And when you get that latter part of the quotation, everyone's heard the first part, or at least everyone in baseball has, but that latter part of the quotation ties right into this. These are great stories, you know, and we used to live in an age where every town in America, where this story was, and therefore this story is America, you know, it's a story of America.
Let's get on ya.
We pile back into Ed Saturn and head for the next stop on the tour, Rochester. The Boys of Summer always opt for the scenic route, and we like to build in some time to take in the sights.
For several hours, we motor through the rolling hills in and around the Finger Lakes, immersed in a checkerboard of pastures and forests, classic dairy country. This is the epicenter of soft serve ice cream. All the joints are wide open and doing a heavy trade. We're going to Rochester to take in a twilight doubleheader.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Baseball City, USA for Rochester Red Wings Baseball.
Rochester's Frontier Field opened in 1996, which typically is way too modern for the Boys of Summer. But it's either here or Syracuse, and Syracuse has artificial turf. The Boys of Summer bylaw clearly stipulates natural grass.
Frontier Field is shoehorned in between a railroad trestle and Rochester's best-known landmark, the Kodak Building. It looks suspiciously similar to many of the other new stadiums that have gone up across America in the 1990s. Some fans say Frontier Field has none of the charm of Silver Stadium, which hosted baseball in Rochester for 70 years.
I really like Silver a lot better. I mean, when you walk into Silver Stadium, it almost hugs you, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is just a bunch of cement and steel. There's no love in this place.
This is not the mom-and-pop business we found in Oneonta. This is corporate ball, AAA, the final rung on the long ladder up to the major leagues. Here, the stakes are higher. The seats must be filled. The game itself is not necessarily what matters most.
Today's game is sponsored by The Money Store, where homeowners get the back-on-track plan. The Money Store, 1-800-LOW-AGAINS.
This Technotronic assault is too much. Rochester's a bust, so we beat a hasty retreat.
Let's get on ya.
Elmira, an hour and a half south of Rochester, is home to the Pioneers. We arrive at Dunn Field 4 hours before the game, but the gates are wide open, so we let ourselves in to take in some batting practice.
There you go, Matt.
Dunn Field, a WPA stadium with an Art Deco facade of dirty concrete, may be a bit tattered around the edges, but it's clearly an American treasure. We sit on wooden seats shaded by the stately grandstand of blue steel and take in a view of the Chemung River chugging behind its broad levee. Well beyond the right field wall is a white three-story house. Local legend has it that Babe Ruth hit that house during an exhibition game back in the 30s.
Elmira's general manager is Rick Sisler, grandson of Hall of Famer Gorgeous George Sisler.
I've been to a lot of parks, you know, minor league parks, you know, that have the brand new $16 million yards at, you know, the Jumbotron, and really it's a scaled down version of a big league park. And consequently, you know, they lose the flavor of, you know, the grassroots of baseball, you know, minor leagues.
The Elmira Pioneers are in the Northern League. You can't get any lower than this and still get paid, and players here barely are. Elmira's seasonal payroll for all the players is a paltry $25,000. But it seems the lower the boys of summer go, the more we find exactly what we were looking for in the first place.
Make sure the ballpark's clean, the food's good, and the beer's cold, and the hot dogs are hot, you know, on down the line, and promote it properly, and do your advertising, and it takes, you know, good, you know, 6-8 months to, you know, pull it all together before you're ready for opening day.
Okay, baby, take your time. It's all yours.
Dick Morris, Charles Buckland, and Jerry Butters have been attending games at Dunn Field since they were kids.
Okay, put the old zookum right by him, baby.
Every home game will find them behind the first base dugout, offering up a home team mix of encouragement.
We got a good one, Kiko, baby. We got a good one.
And abuse.
We need that ball. Try opening your eyes, huh?
I know we haven't missed over one or two games in 3 years, rain or shine. You do those things when you retire.
Do these crazed and robust fans foretell what shall become us, the boys of summer?
Way to go, baby!
I look wistfully at the tall white house where Babe hit his shot, scripting the imaginary conversation in which I convince my wife to retire not to Miami or Costa Rica, but to Elmira, New York, this city of rusted tracks, cemeteries, and prisons. Yes, we buy that white house, and every night the Pioneers are in town. My friends and I, Ed and Dan, are up beneath the cool blue steel, immersed in the continuum that has sustained itself on this ground since 1888. We shudder in anticipation as the sun slips below the levee, a sultry Sunday evening in America, as the home team carries the day. From upstate New York,
hey,
I'm Chris Aubrey.
Good game.
And I'm Dan Collison.
Hey, come back when you can't stay so long, huh?
Yeah, we're going to see you again, I hope.
Oh.